the rest of the story. An interminable time had passed, and 13-year-old Lenny had not written one word on the examination paper in front of him. For 2 hours, the boy and the blank page stared each other down until a merciful instructor collected his test, or lack thereof, along with the rest. Surely now Lenny would have to return home, take some menial job, having so obviously failed to meet his new school's entrance requirements. But no such luck. It turned out there was room for him in the school's lowermost class, the class for stupid boys, as it was casually called. Had he only been up to it. For after only 3 months of so-called study, Assistant Principal Henry Davidson wrote Lenny's mother an anxious letter, quote, "The boy was not in any way willfully troublesome, but his forgetfulness and carelessness, unpunctuality and irregularity in every way have really been so serious that I write to ask you, when he is at home, to speak very gravely with him on this subject." Lenny's performance had grown steadily worse as the term passed, the assistant principal reported, and he was, quote, "so regular in his irregularity that I really don't know what to do with him." And the letter went on like that, and on, but the subsequent talking to, Mr. Davidson had vigorously advised, accomplished nothing. The boy remained at the bottom of his class, year in and year out. It was Lenny's father who came up with a possible solution to his son's restless academic failure. He might enter the school's less demanding program, which prepared students for the Army. After all, the young man would clearly never get into a university, so Lenny struggled through his newly inferior curriculum. His family even hired special tutors to assure his eventual success. But when at 17 he took a military school entrance exam, he failed. And when at 18 he did the same, he did the same. His parents were resigned now to their son's future as a clerk somewhere. His father did have connections. Surely they could make some bean-counting job stick. Years later, Lenny would look back on his school days with understandable bitterness. A somber gray patch on the chart of my journey, he would call it. It is not pleasant to feel oneself so completely outclassed and left behind at the very beginning of the race. He would say, concluding, "I am all for the public schools, but I would not want to go there ever again." By the way, Lenny took a third military entrance exam, and on that third try, he passed, in part because he gambled and won. Because of the 25 maps he was supposed to memorize, he had randomly selected and memorized only one, gambling that that was the one which would appear on the exam. And it did. For school is a good thing, but it is not the only thing. It is not the only measure of the man a boy will become. And you will remember that, starting today, whenever you recall those harrowing years at Harrow, for a young dunce at the bottom of his class, a young dunce named Lenny, who became Winston Leonard Spencer Churchill. That's right. The Winston Churchill. Only now you know the rest of the story.